This is Norman Lear with my great sidekick, Paul Hipp.
Good to be here with you, Norman, on All of the Above.
That's the name of my podcast, All of the Above. And it's called All of the Above because we're going to talk about all of the above. There isn't anything sacrosanct.
There's nothing too above us or below us.
Or below us. Well, certainly nothing too below us. But we have had guests you cannot believe.
Yeah.
Guests.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus, amazing.
Yes. And America Ferrera.
Jared Carmichael.
Yes. Oh, Amy Poehler. How did we overlook? We didn't overlook Amy Poehler. I was saving her for last. And Charles Barkley, I was saving him for first, actually, because I didn't declare up first.
I get to hang out with this guy. And this is your chance to hang out with Norman Lear a little bit here and some of these great guests.
God, I wish I was you hanging out with Norman Lear.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
See?
That must be exciting.
It's the best. I'm telling you.
Don't miss All of the Above with Norman Lear. Download new episodes every week on the Podcast One app or subscribe at podcastone.com.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah. Dr. Spaz sitting in for Dr. Drew. Get it on, man. What's going on the in the ER over there?
Mostly doing addiction medicine. The ER is so frustrating at my advanced age. I'm in fear of getting an ulcer. No, the ER is just out of control.
What's out of control?
More and more
about
people using it for primary care, getting their free insurance, a la... Well, I won't even get into that aspect of it, but long wait times, angry patients, emergency medicine is a young man's field, and I'm getting old. So I'm doing a lot of addiction medicine, a lot of opiate. There are enough opiate addicts out there, unfortunately, but
yeah.
I'm doing God's work in the addiction clinic.
Someone's on hold for a while. Hold on. Nick, 34, Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What's going on?
Oh, not too much. I had a great young kids soccer game. My son is 4, and the field was really muddy when we went out there. And I just kicked his ball out there and said, yeah, it's really muddy. Go play out anyway. And he wouldn't play because a lot of the other soccer moms weren't letting their kids. They were like, don't get in the mud. Don't play in the mud and everything. So me realizing, I pay money for him to play the soccer game. The coaches are out here thinking they're going to cancel the game. I'm like, hey, I love mud. I know my kid loves mud. I did a mud slide. I ran out there at his ball, head first, slid out, got really muddy. He followed me. So did a bunch of the other kids. And we had our game.
Nice.
You know?
That's good.
Yeah, and even as I walked back out, I'm not the coach, I'm not anybody, but I was like, hey, kids, kick the balls around. Yeah, it's muddy. It's kind of like Woodstock. It doesn't matter. You're going to get muddy. We'll hose you off later. You'll be fine. And I just had a lot of the parents approach me and say, hey, you know, my kid went out there and got all muddy and everything. You know what I have to do? And I was like, yeah. Same thing I have to do. Clean them and get them back.
Were they freaked out about the cootie factor, or were they freaked out about the cleaning factor?
Oh, I think it was like the idea of that's not sanitary. Don't get muddy.
Are you in Eastern or Western Washington State? I mean, come on.
Eastern. Eastern Washington. Yeah.
Oh, a little drier there. Well, to Adam's credit, there was a recent medical study that exposing the younger they are getting exposed to the environment creates a healthier immune system.
What?
Yeah. Believe it or not.
I know.
So there
I like
you go.
It when people say to me, hey, Adam, it turns out you were right. I go, of course, I know I'm right. Yeah, but this verifies. I go, I don't say stuff that I'm not right about. I'm only right. If I say it, it means I'm right. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said it.
Does that make me a sycophant being here supporting?
No,
someone
it's
that
just
says
when people
start
talking about Purell. Turns out it's not good. Oh. It's overused of Purell. I'm like, of course. Turns out you're right. Of course I'm right.
Peanut
I know
allergy,
everything.
Peanut exposure, younger.
Oh. Yeah, and the best part is as a person who is standing there muddy, I wanted to do a little follow up question with a lot of these soccer moms, which is, hey, what did you girls do for Earth Day?
Oh,
and they said, oh yeah, we got everyone together. We had a little you know, a little potluck, and we donated money to this charity. And I was like, hey, ladies, this is what I did for Earth Day. Right here. I deposed my son to it.
Pointing at his dick.
Got in the mud.
Thanks.
I think Earth Day is now Science Day, right?
I'll bet you there are more landfills filled with shit from Earth Day parties. That if you just took a regular Saturday and you just rode your bike or went about your way or walked your dog, but everyone gets together and gets the cups and the cupcakes together and the fucking sporks. So it was an Earth Day picnic and then fills up the landfill, chokes a seagull on it. I'd be all into all of this stuff if I didn't think that every single one of these Earth Day people... I have a theory, and here's my theory. I definitely know that the people that are deep into Earth Day burn more kilowatts than just a standard poor person does. Just they live in bigger houses. They have multiple, you know, they have swimming pools. The average person, I'll bet you the average guy who's deep in the Earth Day thing has a swimming pool. And the swimming pool's got a motor and a pump and a filter and takes salt or chlorine or whatever it is. I mean, it's just a big fat waste of energy.
So Al Gore and a Learjet's the archetypal representation of that.
Yeah, but there's a ton of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do what you can, everybody. That's my whole thing. Shut the stuff off. Speaking of Earth Day, I got to get a timer. So Nick, you'll probably enjoy this. I got the water cooler over at the other shop, two water coolers, and they're the kind that plug in to keep the water cold. And and it's never about money, it's always about waste. I unplug the thing, and then everyone's over there is like, why do you unplug it? And I said, because I came in here on Saturday and Sunday, and it's just plugged into the wall. It's just chilling the water all through the weekend. Nobody's here. And then they said, well, we like it cold. And I said, all right. And they said, how about this? We'll just plug it in so we get our cold water, and then we'll just unplug it on Friday before we leave. And I said, that's good, but that's impossible. And they said, why? I said, because it's you guys, and you can't even fucking... You can't take a coffee mug and rinse it out. It has to sit next to the sink with the quarter inch of coffee in the bottom. And I've asked that 300,000 times. I've said, don't put plywood down on the ground when it rains. It gets soaked up. Put it up on kickers. That's a bridge too far for you guys. And then those things I brought up 128 times. So I don't think you're capable of this thing that I could teach my son to do. Or even if it had the upper body strength, I think I could teach a crow to do this pretty easily, like one sack of M&Ms, and I'm pretty sure I could teach this. But my son, that 10-year-old kid, I could teach to do this. It would take one conversation. You geniuses, no fucking way. No way. There's nothing you've done that leads me to believe that this is even possible for you, even though it seems relatively easy. And they said, you know, we'll unplug it. I said, all right, have your cold water. And then... I showed up the very next Saturday, and of course the thing is plugged in because it's impossible. And the good news is I get to be a genius and know everything because I know that thing's not getting unplugged. And it was plugged in the next weekend too. So I just thought, all right, they want their cold water, but I don't want to chill the water all weekend for no reason. So then I told Rob, get the little digital timers out. And we'll put the thing on a timer.
Right. Very good.
And have it turn on at 8 in the morning. It can get a nice little head of steam going. And then I said, have it shut at like 3, because it'll stay cold for the next 2-3 hours while the guys are there. And he said, done. And I said, get those hooked up. And then later on, I got a call that said he's sick and had to go home. But, by the way, all right. I know, it's Grandpa Carolla. What the fuck's with all the, I'm sick, I gotta go home? I don't even know what the fuck that is. Gary, how long have you known me?
8 years.
Have I ever said I gotta go home? I don't feel good?
No.
Okay. Well, everyone is younger and stronger than I am. Why is everybody, not everyone, but there's a lot of like, oh yeah, Rob's not feeling good, he had a split. It's like, I'm not questioning the fact that he's sick. I just want to know where it's coming from. I've never gone home. Mm. I did a love line for a decade. I never go, I got to split.
No, you haven't. I've known you 22 years.
I'm not feeling good.
And
look, it's not that I felt good a lot of the time. It's just, what the fuck was at home? Like, it's not like Rob is doing chin-ups and running up a cargo net here, and then he's going to go home and hit some air conditioning. He's just going to go home and sit down. He's sitting here on the computer. He's going to go home and sit on the computer. I think he yacked, but either way, I am going to get, let's tell Fondelier to do that. I bet Fondelier could do it. Rob's office are the digital timers. I want to plug in my cooler, my water cooler. He could do it. I don't know. Well, I swear to God, he's better at it than I am. I can't read. He's going to have to figure it out. I want the thing to come on at 8 in the morning and come off at 3 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday.
And two of these timers already exist in Rob's?
They're all sitting on the ground in Rob's office. He got them out. They're digital. They're sitting there. And I think that's the way to do it. Now, am I into Earth Day? No. Mm. Am I into wasting money? Possibly. Am I into wasting resources? Not at all.
No.
Not at all. It's all about resources. It's not about money. And it's not about tree hugging. It's, I don't want this thing running, chilling this water
all weekend
on Sunday night when I'm asleep. I'm against it. And people could go, well, you make millions of dollars, so it costs you $25 a month or a year or 2 years or who cares? And I was like, I care. I don't want that doing it. And by the way, that could be running some pump in Africa instead of this. Yes?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thank you. All right. If you took the whole recycling thing and the earth thing and you just sort of shifted it to waste versus not waste, you know, because you have one side going, hey, we're killing the earth and we need it. We need it now. And the other side's going, oh, relax. It's not doing anything. You know, just shift the whole argument from this religious argument and just turn it into
logic.
Yeah.
Common sense.
You got a big fiery orb above your head. Would you like that to power your house or you just want to get it off the grid and suck it off the coal? And it's like, I'd rather the fiery orb do it. Yeah. Okay. Let's do it that way then.
But politics have to enter into it.
They have to enter into everything, don't they? I'll tell you what you should enter into. Rich uncles. A lot of uncertainty in the country right now. You don't know what to do. What about your retirement? Your life savings? Is that in the stock market? How about you diversify? How about you do what I did? You look into Rich Uncles. RichUncles.com. They're a REIT, real estate investment trust. They own commercial property, collect rent from creditworthy tenants, and pay you a monthly cash dividend. 7% is where they're currently at. The bank's getting about 0.5% on a T-bill, last I checked. Recently featured in the Wall Street Journal. You can see that article, get all the information you want. And what you should do is you should go to Rich Uncles. You should read the Wall Street Journal article and then go, I guess these guys are pretty good. Like any investment, it has risks. It's not guaranteed. Rich Uncles, they're a REIT, R-E-I-T, a Reg-A Tier 2 offering. That's richuncles.com or give them a call, 855-RICH-UNCLES. Let them know you heard it here on the Adam and Drew Show. Rich Uncles.
Rich Uncles Student Housing REIT is seeking indications of interest concerning its Reg-A Tier 2 securities offering. Any indication of interest involves no obligation or commitment of any kind. No money or other consideration is being solicited. And if sent in response, will not be accepted. No sales will be made or commitments to purchase accepted until the offering statement is qualified. This media outlet is being paid under $15,000 by Rich Uncles for this single message.
Yeah, right. Let's talk to Anthony, 32, Long Island. Anthony?
How you doing, Adam?
Good. What's going on?
First, we'll start off with the three R's, reduce, reuse, recycle.
Simple. Yeah, man. I like it.
The reason why I'm calling is you had a show to catch a contractor. One of those episodes, you built a recycler roller.
And yeah, that was Adam Carolla. That was the Adam Carolla project. That was another
yes,
show.
Yes, I'm so, sorry.
Yes.
Yes. Does it still exist?
Sorry, I was distracted. Something.
I'm sure they haven't removed it from your ex-house there.
As far as I know, that was my dad's house, and then that was my dad's house that we renovated, and I think it's still there, but I don't know.
The, I was just curious. I thought we could have a laugh about it, because it was a good episode. I saw it, and I was like, that's pretty smart, you know, something easy, something to help people continue to recycle, reduce, and reuse.
Yeah, I know. It's one of the many...
It was fun to use, too.
Yeah, the thing about the recycle roller, we put one in Jimmy's house before he moved. We put one in my dad's house. I put one in my Lake Hollywood house until Lynette's friend rammed into it with her car. And then wait, that was something else.
Yeah, right, right.
That was awesome. That was the best day of my life, filling that thing with dirt. I was literally crying like an idiot, filling it with dirt, going, well, I guess I can't have a fountain. But the recyclarola, see, here's the thing about the recyclarola. The recyclarola is a 4-inch piece of ABS tubing, and maybe even three, four.
Four is quite large.
Four would be better for the wine bottle.
Four
right?
is better for the wine bottle. Yeah, I'm trying to think. A Coke can you can do in three. A wine bottle is like 3 1/4 or something. I think a wine bottle is a little bit, or they vary a little bit. But they're right around three. Yeah, it was a 4-inch. You could do wine bottles, Coke cans, beer bottles. You could do anything except for like big 2-liter containers and big milk jugs. But you would be surprised how many soda cans and beer bottles and wine bottles you gather up and go through before you go through one 1-gallon milk jug.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You could just go ahead, throw that, or walk that around the side of the house and throw it away. So it was pretty effective. And it stopped it from piling up on the kitchen counter.
Oh, yeah. I think it was great. Did you patent that? Or
no.
I mean, you got to have a nice you can't live in a small dwelling and have that, but I mean,
yeah, you kind of can.
Sure. You can, absolutely.
It's all just about height.
Right. You got to have the height.
You have
gravity's help.
Yeah.
You have to have the height, yeah.
Wait, Anthony, where are you in Long Island?
Miller Place, North Shore.
Oh, I grew up in the Hicksville side of Jericho there.
Okay, yeah, very familiar with that area, yeah.
Near Billy Joel, no. Unfortunately, I didn't end up.
Yeah, big, born and raised right here on Long Island.
God's country, truly God's country.
What are you doing out there, Anthony?
Unfortunately, I am one of the unemployed citizens trying to look for work.
What are you looking for?
At the moment, anything. I'm not afraid to get my hands dirty, start from the bottom up, sweep floors, work my way up. That's the kind of person I am. Obviously, I grew up in New York and not afraid to go out and work.
Mm. Do you have any thoughts about what you'd like to do?
My father was in construction for 30 years, so, you know, obviously as a kid growing up, learning the trade with him through that, but I'm interested in something more specialty where I can actually use my brain and my hands at the same time, not just one or the other. And it's tough. I'm currently trying to go to school again to get a college education instead of a high school education.
Do you feel like, so are you skilled as a tradesperson?
Absolutely. I carry my own tools. I'm actually a pyrotechnician with Grucci Fireworks. But the thing is, they only send you out for New Year's Eve, 4th of July. So I'll do 10 shows a year. So it's not really a part-time job. It's kind of like a hobby work.
Yeah.
So I'm very educational. I can learn past. I have federal government background checks to work with the explosives. So I'm one of the better candidates out there.
Why don't you just get a construction gig?
I thought about that. I've done it. I've seen my dad do it for 30 years. It's just not where my heart is. I don't have the passion that he had for it. And you got to love what you do, whether it's sweeping floors or teaching college kids. You got to love what you do, I feel.
Yeah. Now, it helps. You don't have to, but it helps. I always wish I was either from New York or black. I feel like both those people have super convictions about everything. Like, hey, man, you got to know what you're doing. You don't love what you do what you love, man.
It's from your observation.
And he's like, sit around, and I go, I'm from North Hollywood. I'm just like, I don't know. Who cares? What are we doing? Are you going to finish that? That's how I go through life. I don't have any passions, and like I love what you do. And hey, man, the only time I feel free is when I'm dancing, man. I don't know who these people are, but if you're either black or from New York, it doesn't work if you're from North Hollywood or you're Asian.
I was watching the Match game, and Alec Baldwin, who's from Long Island, does he mention you're from the Valley more so, or do you, North Hollywood?
Well, I do get a lot of you're from New York, right?
Yeah.
Like, so I have to tell people I'm from North Hollywood, which is the opposite of New York. Like, North Hollywood is soulless, attitude-less, like everything less. It's like a bone with no marrow.
Porn shops and pawn shops.
Hold on. Important what I just said. No, North Hollywood is a zero. It's architecturally, it's just a zero. Yeah. It's a bunch of like strip malls with bad stucco and like aluminum windows and a flat roof and just Mexicans looking for a place to die.
I bet the Chamber of Commerce loves you for that whole area.
There's Gary, none. you gotta indulge me. But I remember about 5-6 years ago, I found those guys who did those videos like Van Nuys or Sylmar, and they'd play the song and they'd be singing about it and stuff, and then you just see the images of Sylmar and Van Nuys, and it looked like Tijuana raped Beirut. Basically, the valley's turned into just a fucking shithole. I mean, it is a fucking shithole. It's just, again, like Tijuana raped Beirut and they had a baby, and that's what Panorama City and Sylmar and Sunland and Sun Valley and Van Nuys and Canoga Park, all those places I sort of grew up around. North Hollywood is culturally just a fucking zero. It's just nothing. It's
so
the opposite.
All those houses built after the war, occupied by veterans, and big increase in population, and then what happened? It just sounds like
it just turned into Mexico at a certain point. It just turned into Mexico, and it's fun. Turned to shit. Where was I? You'll find this. Those guys crack me up. I can never remember what they are, but there was like a.
I think I got Van a good Canoga Park one.
Oh, Canoga Park one? All right. Hold it for a second. Let me tell you first about Simply Safe, man. Protecting your home should be easy. In the past, you had to make installation appointments, drill holes, get locked into contract. Now, Simply Safe, comprehensive, professional, monitored home security, and you do it online. Easy, man. Each system is a security arsenal. Entry and motion sensors, high-def security camera, everything you need to keep your family safe. CNET called it comprehensive, easy-to-use protection, and named it Editor's Choice for Home Security System 2014. Well, you know those guys know what they're talking about, so you know it's got to be good. Simply Safe. Don't have to drill holes. You don't have to pull wires. You don't have to crawl around in underpinnings. Nothing worse than that. Order today. Be protected by the end of the week. Get 10% off right now when you go to simplysafeadam.com. 10% off. simplysafeadam.com. Get that 10% off. Two eyes in there. simplysafeadam.com. All right. So some guys made these videos. And people, again, people think, you know, hey, you're in Los Angeles. You're not in Los Angeles. You're in Tijuana when you go to these places, essentially. They're dumps. But here we go.
Canoga Park. Come on down and stay for a while. Community. Neighbors always lend a hand.
Help me.
Or strip clubs, then schools, or churches. Main export pornography.
Bunch of perverts.
When your car gets jacked, you might find
you
it.
You might find it.
Here, or here, or in the stolen used car lot. Come see the mayor's house.
There he is.
Right across from the LA River. It's filled with shopping carts.
There's no fish.
The fumes drift down to the high school, where even the mascot has a gun.
Better run
kids
now.
Get the drugs that they need. Whatever you need, yeah, you'll find
yeah,
it.
You'll find it
in Canoga Park.
Bruce was staring at his phone the entire time, so I never didn't see one frame of it. But anyway.
There's a few more here if you're so inclined.
Well, we can't really comment on that one because Bruce was, catching up on texting.
A lot of drug dealers, a lot of sleeping
checking
homeless
my
people.
On-call messages.
All right. Well, next time, ask to pause it. And anyway. L.A.'s a piece of shit. Canoga Park's a bigger piece of shit.
Yeah, I saw strip clubs. I saw the people lying on the side of the road. I saw the...
All right. Well, tell us when you're ready. We can see another one, but you got to watch.
I'm ready.
And now you're ready. Yeah. All right. Well, there's. I think there's a Van Nuys one. You just have to see them. You just have to see them. That's all. They're the greatest. I don't know why these things. I don't know. It's because I come from these places, but
I'm sorry. I've got multiple windows. Just give me one.
They are the ugliest images ever. And then you mix in the summer, and then you just get like the scorched earth and the sand. And I used to have to go out there and work, and it just sucked so badly. But anyway, but Mayor Garcetti's focused on homeless, 100%. Right? All right. Good.
So that's within the LA city limits, huh?
Yeah.
Ooh. You want to see Van Nuys?
Yeah, Van Nuys.
Grab your shopping carts, everybody. We're going to a new town. Van Nuys, Van Nuys, answer the call. Excitement's waiting for you. Van Nuys, Van Nuys, so much to savor. Eat corn sold on the street.
More mayonnaise, please.
Then take your kids to a moon bounce battleground. They're happening every week. Watch out, kids, for the man in the bushes. Oh, he's just selling ice cream.
Still tastes like the bathtub.
Get cheap health care from the STD clinic, or sell all your crap on the street. Like this truck for just $40, or take these squad cars for free. But don't get caught, or you'll end up like this guy bleeding out on the street. So much opportunity.
It's in Van Nuys.
Van Nuys is a fucking dump. I mean, it's a fucking dump. It's just basically, it's turned into Mexico, and that's the bottom. That's the deal. Anyway, it's awesome. Anyway, this is why we need to be a sanctuary city. So we have more cities like Van Nuys.
Well, we're a sanctuary state, of course.
A sanctuary state so we can keep flourishing like Van Nuys. It's awesome. So, by the way, everyone can just sell whatever shit they want on the curb. Like, just, yeah, hey.
Have you been east of East L.A.? Do you know where I come from? Do you know do you have any similar scenarios there are? I'm just not a celebrity like you, so I'd probably get the crap beat out of me if I mentioned one of them cities. But, oh, my God.
Yeah, they're just a fucking dump. Well, listen.
Pomona.
Oh, listen. Here's the deal. Here, you ready for my racist thought of the week?
Yeah, sure.
I don't want L.A. to turn into Mexico. You know why? Because we're better than Mexico, and that's why they're coming here. But if they turn it into Mexico, then we won't be better than Mexico.
Yeah, yeah. You did a rant, and it was on YouTube, and it probably still is. And I had one of my doctors that's a trust fund white Orange County doctor. I walk into work, and he goes, "Hey, you're friends with that Adam Carolla, right?" I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "He's a racist." And he told me about a guy called into the radio show. It's a classic rant. I would encourage everyone to listen to it. And all you were saying was diversity, man. What's wrong with diversity?
No, I was probably saying that the United States is better than Mexico. Now, look, you can argue that Finland is better than the United States or Canada is better than the United States. I'm not saying the United States is number one. I'm making a value judgment. We're not a narco state.
Right.
And we don't have federales on the grift. And we actually have run things pretty orderly over here. Not so much with Mexico. So that's why I personally would like a division between us and Mexico, more so than, let's say, we have Mexico on one border, we have Canada on another border.
Mm-hmm. Merit-based immigration in Canada, of course, which you don't hear.
Yeah, you don't get to go to Canada unless they need you or want you.
Right.
And same way with everywhere, except for here. All I'm saying is I don't need Arizona, Texas, and Los Angeles turning into Mexico. And I'm deeming that a negative thing.
Have you met Senator Lara from Bell Gardens?
No.
As of last year, now everyone under 18 gets full scope Medi-Cal, psych, dental, and medical. Irregardless, you can't ask immigration status.
I get it. What's in it for them? What's in it for them is votes. Yeah. What's in it for me is more cities that look like Van Nuys.
Right.
I would like to prevent that.
I don't know if you recall your description of MacArthur Park, I believe it was, and something about shopping carts and gas burners and sausage pulled out of somewhere. That was one of my favorite parts of it. But
listen, what I'm going to do one day soon is I'm going to go open a mangria cart and go sell it on the street next to the guy selling the flowers out front of Forest Lawn, or I'm going to go down to the Staples Center next to the guy selling the ghetto dogs, and I'm just going to sell mangria.
You're the one that gets arrested.
The cops are going to arrest me, and I'm going to go, why are you arresting me? This guy's over here. He doesn't have a permit. He's selling things that people are consuming it. I don't know. You got rules, or don't you have rules? And if you don't have rules, look, my whole thing is fine. Then I'm not pulling a permit next time I'm building something, because why am I playing by the rules and these guys aren't playing by the rules?
What I understand, in the ER, we have people come in with fake Social Security numbers. We quit calling the cops because they go, eh.
Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah, well, they're pretty.
I used a fake Social Security number. Forget it.
All right. Let's please. Everyone. And look, Gavin Newsom and whoever else you are out there, do not pretend for one second that you give a fuck about these people. You want their votes, and thus you must pretend to give a fuck about them. None of these guys who are mayors of these sanctuary cities give a fuck about any of these people, other than they would like votes from them and their ilk.
Well, here's something I care about, Adam,
yes,
and I wish I knew about it last year when we bought Joey's used car, True Car.
Oh, you should have, yeah.
Well, it can also help you buy a used car, which I didn't realize. Over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles for over 13,000 True Car certified dealers nationwide. Whether you're looking for a new or a used car, you can get upfront pricing information, discounts off list price, and a better buying experience. See what others paid for the car you want to get the fair price for, then connect with a local certified dealer and enjoy a quick, easy buying experience. When you're ready to buy a new or used vehicle, visit True Car. Some features are not available in all states.
Well, I will tell you this. They're not available in Van Nuys, but any other city there. I would recommend True Car. When Sonny and Natalia get old enough to get a car, they're going True Car. Because I'm not buying them new. I'm going used, previously owned. We're going to lock in that price. We're going apples to apples. We're getting a car. I remember back in the day.
Sonny will be about 24.
16.
Sonny's not going to know how to ride a bicycle by then. All right, True Car. Where were we? Yeah, live shows coming up everywhere. Go to AdamCarolla.com. Irvine and Oxnard coming up June 15th and July 6th. The limited edition T-shirts. I agree with me. It's easy T-shirt to get. You get it at AdamCarolla.com. It's limited edition, so get going on that. Me and Dennis Prager, no safe spaces. Enjoy that as well. Dr. Spaz is going to be with Dr. Drew. You can check out their podcast as well.
Weekly Infusion.
And just go to AdamCarolla.com if you need anything. So until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Spaz saying mahalo.
At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.